started off rough, you know, with the suspension and everything. But you know, I'm happy with the way it turned out. You know, we got one more game to win, and that's all I'm really concerned with. That's been the goal the whole time. You know, I think the whole team takes pride in that, you know, not just the offense or the defense, I mean. But, you know, I think we all, as a team, we take pride in being able to hold teams, you know, to low points and give our offense a chance to score some.
You play with a pretty special player, DeMarcus Ware, who finally now in his 11th season has made it to the Super Bowl. What's it like playing with him, and how happy are you guys to, you know, try to get him that
day? Yeah, you know, DeMarcus, you know, there can't be enough said about him. You know, the kind of character that he has, and the way he carries himself on and off the field. And, you know, he's a great leader, and, you know, he tries to help young players get better. And, you know, anytime you ever need anything, he would help you. So that's the kind of guy you want to get a ring on his finger. You know, he's a close friend of mine, so I got nothing but great things to say about him. He's done, you know, he's goofy, and he goofs around and jokes around, but when it's time for business, he locks it in.
Does his colorful personality translate, help him on the field, help you guys on the field?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, he brings a different kind of energy, you know. And, you know, it's his leadership is getting better and better every year, so you know, I love playing with a guy like that. No, I think they just come to him, you know. He's just, like I said, he's a goofy guy. He has fun. You know, he's really out there. He gets paid to party, and that's what he really looks at it that way.
Speaking of, are you amazed when he takes over a game the way he did that?
Yeah, I mean, I'm not amazed because I know what he's capable of. So it's fun to watch him play. It's fun to play beside him.
You know, obviously, looking at Carolina, looking at one of their linebackers, pretty impressive. You admire the way he plays?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, he plays with a lot of passion. You know, I can relate to the way he plays. You know, He's a student of the game, and you know he's fun. It's fun to watch a guy like that play, and it's great to compete against a guy like that also.
Derek, do you guys think about it? I know you're on the other side of the ball, but Peyton's legacy. You know, there's a lot of talk about this could be it. He hasn't said for sure, but you know, just as a team, you know, his legacy, what this game would mean to him as a going athlete.
You know, I try not to think about stuff like that, but and I don't think that he does either. I think that he's just concerned with winning a Super Bowl. And I think the team as a whole is only concerned with winning the Super Bowl, not just winning it for one guy, this guy. We're doing it for each other, you know.
This experience for you, obviously, 2 years ago, you were injured, you got to the Super Bowl late, and you didn't feel like you were even truly, like, being part of it. Tell me about the difference between last Super Bowl 2 years ago and this one.
Oh, it's day and night. You know, I didn't get to be a part of any of the media day stuff or really anything. So it was it's a completely different experience. Yeah, it's completely night and day.
You know, you had comments about how you hated the Patriots. Difficult to hate a team like Carolina, right? I mean,
it's not difficult. I hate any team that we're playing. I dislike them because they're in my way, and that's the way I look at it. You know, it's great playing for a guy like that. He's got a great personality, and he gives you freedom as a player to kind of play your style of play while also, you know, in the scheme of the defense. I mean, he tells all kinds of stories. He's an awesome person, you know, and he's a guy that you love to play for, and you want to do well just because of that guy. So, yeah, he tells stories all the time. Absolutely, yeah, you can appreciate that. I don't think that you need to even really – it speaks for itself, you know, the things that he's done, yeah.
Derek, a few years ago, you guys sacked Cam Newton 7 times. How do you do that again on
Sunday? You know, I think we stay after him. You know, you got to wrap him up. He's a big guy, so you got to get your hands on him and hold on. He's done a great job, and it's you know, it's actually not fun to practice against because he just starts running around all over the place, you know. And in practice, you don't really want to do that, but it's, you know, you need it, and it's, he's done a great job. Yeah, I think this defense. I think we can be one of the best defenses to ever do it, you know, and we have to solidify that with this win. And, you know, that makes you feel – that's something that nobody – not a lot of people can say they were part of the best defense in history.
And, a lot of people say about
I've never been there, so I don't really care. I don't really care where it is. I don't really feel indifferent about it either way. It is what it is, you know?
There are so many stories on this defense. Do you consider yourself one of the unsung heroes?
I just consider myself a piece of the puzzle. That's it. You know, I don't care if, as long as we're winning and we're doing well, that's all I really care about.
Is there a bit of a chip on, you know, the guy's shoulders not getting respect?
Yeah, but it's been like that the whole season, so I don't think that it's just like any other game. No, good. I mean, hey, when you're doing well, you're going to dance and be excited about it, you know. So, you know, everybody's got to create their own brand and their own identity and be their self. So, go ahead. We're just going to do our best to make sure he's not doing it on Sunday. Yeah, yeah. I mean, that's human nature, you know. When somebody's celebrating when they do something well, you want to make sure they don't. You know, I didn't know much about him before he got here, but, you know, I know he's been in this defense before. And he played under Wade Phillips, you know, at Houston. So I think that I got all the confidence in the world on anybody on this team. I think that anybody on this team, I think the coaching staff and the front office did a great job of all the way from training camp of weeding out guys that weren't going to be good players.
Heading to that, you know, you guys are truly a team. It's 53 guys, whether it's a Shiloh, whether it's a Kayvon Webster, Benny Fowler. What does that tell you about how 53 guys really truly come together?
I mean, we had to put a backup quarterback in there, and he won a couple big games for us, you know, and he did a great job. So, yeah, we are a 53-man roster with everybody on that roster that can actually come and help us.
A lot of guys say they remember John Elway.
Oh yeah, absolutely, because it was the start of my football. I was 7-8 years old when that happened. So. It was right when I was starting to play, and I had a ton of respect for the guy, and you know, it's an honor to have him as a boss. I don't know if it's that. I think it's more of we play hard and we play with passion. You know, we play to win. So, you know, with that comes a lot of hard hits, and you know, sometimes you get some penalties and stuff, but. You know, for the most part, yeah, I think that, you know, we want people to be like, oh, we want them to fear us. You know, they want to play against us.
You know, the Panthers play as physical of a brand of offense, I guess, as maybe any team in the league. The physicality aspect of this game,
I mean, I think that's in any game. I don't think it has to be just this game. I think any game, you know, the most physical team usually comes out on top.
I have one more question. Last week, you guys had a great time.
I mean, we go into any game thinking that way. Any team, it doesn't matter who the offensive line is, we think that we can, you know, we can get a good pass rush on them. Yeah, I think that speaks for itself. You know, it started out rough, and it's just gotten better and better. And you know, hopefully, we end it with the big bang. You know, I think that you have to just keep staying after him. You know, you can't give up on your rushes. You have to just keep rushing, keep going. When you think you're blocked, don't stay on blocks. Get off the blocks and get to him, because he'll hold the ball. You know, and he runs around a lot. And he uses his legs to win. So, I think that anytime you get a chance, you got to make sure you get him to the ground. I think it's a combination of a lot of things that makes us great. I think that our will to win as a whole, and then the family atmosphere that we have. You know, we all hang out together. We all, you know, spend time with each other. We all know each other very well. So I think that, you know, that all those things combined make us a great defense. I'm not really looking forward to anything but playing the game. That's all this other stuff is just – stuff you have to do, you know, leading up to that. And I, yeah, it get you, actually, you know, this week getting to practice is like your escape, like being able to go to football and just worry about football and nothing else. That's your escape. Yeah. No, I haven't. Yeah, I know the story, but I haven't. It is what it is. We haven't talked about any of that.
Do you know any other 69-year-olds on the Twitter account?
No. No, I don't. And like I said, he's got a ton of personality. He's an awesome coach to play for.
You talked about his dad. He said his dad most common sense.
Yeah, see ball, get ball. That's what defense is all about, you know. Obviously, there's other moving parts, but for the most part, see ball, get ball. And he keeps it simple for us. Yeah. No, I wasn't anywhere near him, but I mean, obviously, he's one of the best players in the league at his position, so yeah, you miss a guy like that, yeah. Well, for me, I didn't get to play in the last one, so this is basically like a first Super Bowl, you know. So, yeah, I wasn't here for any of the media or any of that stuff, so I, you know, I didn't get to play in the game. I had to sit on the sidelines.
The guys talk about, I mean, like the way they prepare, the way they're able to handle the field.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. You know, I think that you know, our staff and players as a whole has done a great job of keeping us focused.
Derek, you just signed a new contract. Obviously, the Bowling family has made an investment in you. You know, Mr. Bowling can't be here. How great would it be and satisfying for you guys to bring a Super Bowl back?
Yeah, you know, it'd be great. That's all you can really say about that. It just would be, you know, there's a lot of different moving parts to that. You know, there's a lot of guys that deserve this, and, you know, we're going to be playing for each other.